Parker.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive. And Hannah won't be coming. You have a good day?
I had a busy day, but yes, sir.
That's what it's about.
Right. Still working through things.
It'll begin to clarify. Called being quiet, Malka.
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry. How's your day going?
It was a good day.
Right?
I got up a little too early, so I'm dragging a little bit right now.
Oh, okay. You know, that tends to happen. I'm an early riser myself.
Well, I didn't used to be, but I'm becoming that, so. Circadian rhythm does tend to change.
Absolutely.
Usually Brandy's on by this time, so we'll just have to wait a few more minutes.
Okay. Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
We're going to be starting with the Sulam commentary on from the Zohar on Parashat Vayera, section 5, verse 63. We'll start with the Lashem Yechud. Lashem Yechud, Kutcha Barichu, Ishkite, Bidhilo, Urchimu, Udhilo, Udhilo, Urchimu, Leakta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bubabe, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Limun Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino, Amadunai, Lohino, Alena, Maseya, Dena, Kanane, Alena, Maseya, Dena, Kananehu. Verse 63. Zohar tamir veganiz netzitzu tikol netzitzin tedat v'dargim kol aveya nefek utmeir satin v'galya chazei v'lachatzei Sifra dami bua Tevera nefek bimama Tamir belelia Ishtasha Falgut lelia Betola dindia pek. The translation, this brightness which is hidden and concealed glows brighter than any sparkle, which means that its sparkle is greater than any other sparkle in the worlds, that all the grades are located within it. It goes forth and disappears, concealed yet exposed, sees yet does not see. This book, which refers to the border of or limitation, as the Hebrew term means both book and border, is the source of the well, which is the nufa of Zerantin. It comes out to shine only during the day, because Zerantin shines during the day, and it disappears at night when he does not shine. And he delights himself at midnight with the company of the souls of the righteous that are the offspring he issued in the Garden of Eden. My commentary. The Kabbalists teach that Hashem goes into the Garden of Eden at midnight to study Torah with the righteous. This pasuk is relating to this teaching, but expressing a deeper level. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Mm-hmm. What is the brightness that is hidden and concealed and glows brighter? Is that the Shekinah?
Yes. But it's also the Zohar itself. The word Zohar in Aramaic, it means, it's translated as brightness. So it's the light that attracts the soul. And that's what it's describing, that at midnight, that soul wants to go to the Garden of Eden to be studying with the righteous people.
Is that where secrets are revealed?
The secrets are revealed by the tzaddikim in the physical world. And what they really are doing is listening to the souls that are still in the physical world, who get up at midnight or after midnight and study the Zohar. That's what they're studying. They're listening to the study that is done after midnight by the righteous people.
By the righteous people in the physical world, not the spiritual?
Yes. Because you can only reveal secrets in the physical world. You can only study Torah in the physical world. What you do in the spiritual world is you study the Torah that you revealed. So they come to listen to the Torah that's being read, that's being studied, like what we're doing now.
Okay.
But Brandy asked a good question, is saying, how do you reconcile these different ideas that... How do you see yet you do not see? It goes forth and disappears. It's concealed and yet exposed. And it's talking about a book, which is the Torah, which refers to the border or the limitation, as the Hebrew term is meaning both book and border. It's the subject and it's the limitation. All of these comparisons, it's hard to understand what it's referring to. But it is referring to the Torah. It's referring to the book of Zohar. And it's referring to Malchut. All at the same time. I believe somebody just came on.
Yes, Judy.
Welcome. We're just finishing up the discussion of verse 63 from section 5 of Parashat Vayera.
Okay, thank you.
So unless there's other questions, we'll go on to 64.
Go on.
Zohar desire beyond her lekola kelala dioraita. Udayu de itchaze, Vavin Suti Min Beyavi Itkere Bishma Diadonai Tilakewanin Itkaze Latata Mehai Tilatke Vavin Leela Meilen Ilain Itmashach Kola Dila Itkaze Benatit Betire Sar Netitin Ushirin In Titin Minea Tile Sarinun Iraza Dishma Kadisha Wigomer Raza de Enso Hey Bob, you'd hey Ikray. The translation, the brightness shines and lights up the entire Torah, which is the secret of Chokmah to all. This is seen as it receives Chokmah, because all the colors are concealed within it. It is called Adonai. The three colors are seen below it, and three colors are seen above it, because it, everything is received from the three above, and still they are not seen, because they do not first receive Chokmah directly themselves. And it sparkles with 12 sparkles and lights that emanate from it, although there are 13, according to the secret of oneness that includes them all, by the secret of the holy name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, within the secret of the endless world, which is the En Sof, that which includes them all is called Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, while the 12 grades of the Nukva are called Adonai. My commentary. This pasuk is clear to a student of Kabbalah. If it is not clear, you need to keep up your Torah study. Questions, comments, thoughts. Does it seem a little bit esoteric? Go ahead.
It seems esoteric, but what I get from it is that it's talking about all of the Sephirot, because they all make up within Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. That's what I'm seeing out of, and although we say that there's 10, there's actually, like it says, 13, so...
Well, the 13 is the 13 attributes of mercy, which is composed of, the 13 attributes of mercy are composed of the 10 Sephirot plus the Mofin, the brains, the top three of the next lower level. So, we know that our physical world does not have 10 Sephirot. It only has 7.
Right.
But the 7, the intellectual portion, the 3, Top, Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina, are always unified. And so, they are there, but they're not seen. We don't see them in our world. So that's where the tanner may come from. That's where it's seen and not seen. It's talking about the upper three Sephirot. But that those levels, that energy, must come into the lower 7 in order to light it up. in order to be revealed. But it comes in a way that it's concealed from the creatures of that lower level. Now, when you get to the Malchuts, you want to connect to the 13 attributes of mercy. You want to connect to mercy. But how do you do that? You have to draw down the concealed three, Keter, Chachma, and Bina, plus the seven lower Sephirot, plus the Keter, Chachma, and Bina of the next generation. And it's only when those 13 attributes come together, when those 13 levels of Sephirot come together, that you can transform into the lower level of energy, to the lower level that's represented by the wisdom that gets concealed by the 13. Is that clear, or is it still confusing?
No, it's somewhat clear.
Well, you need to think about it some more.
Right.
Well, let's go on to Pasuk 65. Kaditha Bayer Zohar Tata Adonai Zohar Ila Evav Yudhe Itaved Shema Satim Teveya Yade Neviyayay Kishot Umistahlan Legoi Sohara Ila'a Wada Yud Aleph Ke Dalet Vav Nun Ke Yud He Zuz Temirin Dikti Kean Chachashmal Mitoch Chaash Ha'esh. The translation: when the lower brightness, which is the brightness of the 12 called out Adonai, join the upper brightness, which is Zeran Pin, called Yud He Vav He, they form the one name through which the true prophets attain their prophecies and look into the supernal brightness. The name is Yud Aleph He Dalet Vav Nun He Yud, which is a combination of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Adonai. Through this combined name, they achieve sublime Sikh visions, because by this name, the vision of the hidden secrets can be achieved, as it is written, and out of the midst of it, it were the color of electrum, out of the midst of the fire. My commentary: what is the color of electrum? Electrum is the word chashmal. Prior to the 20th century, there is an impossibility of the majority of the population knowing what the word chashmal or electrum means. In the 20th century, modern Hebrew used the word chashmal to mean electricity. As science teaches that essentially electricity is energy. Chashmal has the word Shem or name in the middle two letters. The first and last letters spell Chol. Chol is used in the holidays of Sukkot and Pesach to reflect on the middle days of the holidays. The days in the middle are not a total unification of the Sephirot, and that's the meaning of Chol. questions, comments, thoughts?
This verse seems a little esoteric to me.
But dealing with energy. It becomes energy a little clearer. It's saying that the prophets needed to unify Zeron Pin with Mahut. They needed to take the two names and put them together, unify them. And when they
So they do that by meditation? They did that by meditating?
It allowed them
to frequency up, and when they got to the frequency that they needed, then they were allowed to see what they could not see here in the physical.
That's correct.
Makes sense. And electricity, if you ever look at it, I had an occasion to look at it this week when a naked wire touched a piece of metal and it had an explosion and it was white. And that to me is a combination of all colors, which would point to Hashem and Adonai together.
That's correct.
So what is out of the mist of fire? If the color is white, out of the mist of fire, and fire is red and yellow and blue, and aren't those all names of the different Sephirot?
Well, the colors connect to the different Sephirot.
Okay.
They're not names of Sephirot, but the colors relate to the different Sephirot.
Right. So then do you have to, plus the meditation, plus those particular colors, those Sephirot are the ones that help you get where you need to go?
Well, the eight letters that form the combined name is what how you need to meditate on those eight letters, and that will send you where you need to go.
Okay. Well, what is the mist of the fire?
The fire is passion.
Okay.
You can only reach higher levels through passion, through a stronger desire to receive that higher level.
Okay.
We're out of time, so think about what we've said. Listen to the recording when I get it up. And if we need to, we can go over this again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom gadol.
Shalom gadol. See you tonight.